Hey everybody, it's Pastor Brian Ross from Grace Life Bible Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and we want to welcome you this week to our midweek video. We're glad that you have joined us for this. Also like to welcome you to our YouTube channel here. If you haven't already done so, if you consider subscribing and ringing the alarm bell so that you can stay current with our ministry and the content that we are producing here week to week, as well as when we go live from the assembly buildings on Sunday morning. Our featured book for the month of August, which is rapidly coming to a close here, is J.C. O'Hare and the Origins of the American Grace Movement. This is a full-length feature church history book talking about how the American Grace Movement developed here in the United States and the role that this important person, J.C. O'Hare, played in that in terms of its theological development is the main focus of this particular book. So it's well worth your time to pick up a copy from Dispensational Publishing House and to check that out if you haven't already done so. Also want to remind you about our alt-tech site here, Rumble. The church moved earlier in this year to establish Rumble as an alternative site to YouTube should something happen to our YouTube ministry. We're up to 116 subscribers here on Rumble, so if you're into alt-tech sites and would like an alternative, please consider subscribing to our Rumble channel. And before we move into what I want to talk about in this video, I want to remind you about our summer series on critical social justice and scripture, and you will be able to find a link to the playlist for the entire series in the description underneath this video. So what I want to talk about today is an experience that I've been having with my new King James Reader's Bible. So I picked up a copy of this earlier this month, and I made a post on Facebook about this the first week of August when this came. I took some pictures of it, and I just said a couple things about it, and I've decided to kind of just make a short video talking about this just briefly. So you can see here, let me show you what we're talking about. So this is a 1769, the standard 1769 King James text. Laid out, though, in a single-column paragraph style, which makes it ideal for reading. And I just want to give you some details here before I talk about a little bit more about this. So enjoy God's Word in simplified form. Study the Bible in a unique way. The King James Reader's Bible includes the full text of Scripture in the format of a novel. This unique format provides an opportunity to experience the Bible as a story uninterrupted by verse numbers or cross-references, allowing a fresh experience with the text. This edition features the best-selling King James Version in a single-column text. And here are some images of it. So here's just a, you know, opened image. You can see here that there are no distractions. There are no chapter numbers. There are no verse numbers. There's no center-column cross-references. There's no footnotes. There's not any extra material at all. Here we see a single page from the book of first page of Romans, and you can just see that all it is the 1769 King James text set out in paragraph form like you would see when you would read a novel, okay? Now, let me just say why I was interested in getting this before I talk about my experience. First of all, I have here my copy of Tyndale's 1526 New Testament. And when Tyndale first did the New Testament, it looked very similar, all right? It was simply the biblical text laid out in paragraph form, no verse numbers, nothing like that, okay? And we know that verse numbers first appeared in an English Bible with the Geneva Bible, first with the Geneva New Testament in 1557, and then the complete Geneva Bible in 1560. So a presentation like the one you see here on the screen isn't new. It's maybe new to us because we're not used to seeing it that way. But early readers of the English Bible, this is the way they would have seen the text. And it's interesting to think about, too, that this is probably more similar to the way the original recipients of the book of Romans would have seen the text. They would not have been familiar at all with a text that looks like the way that it's presented here in my Scofield Reference Bible, all right, with the center column, the center column cross references, the marginal notes, all of the headings, the page breaks, all the stuff that you're familiar with if you're a 21st century Bible reader. So when I say that, obviously the text, the words are the same, okay? What I'm saying is the presentation, the typography, of the text, the way the text is set out and laid out on the page. Now, think about the book of Romans for a minute. Romans was a letter. It was a letter that the Romans received from Paul. So to have a presentation of it that looks like this is probably a lot more in line with how the epistle looked when the Romans first received it from Paul. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about why I bought this King James Reader's Bible. So as a pastor, obviously I spend a lot of time studying the Word of God, studying the Scriptures, all right? And, you know, getting into the details, trying to understand the context and the cross-references and the meanings of the words and, you know, how all of those things go together to allow for me to exposit or explain the text to people, you know, in my church or in these videos or what have you, okay? But as a pastor, I also think, get rid of this notification here, sorry about that. As a pastor, I also think that it's important for me to do my own personal Bible reading. And what I mean by that is for me to just read my Bible, not to study it, to teach it to somebody else, but for me, for my own personal relationship, you know, with the Lord, to read my Bible for myself and not with the goal of having to explain it to other people, for my own edification, for my own, you know, building up of myself, if you will, okay? Not in a selfish way, but just in a way that, you know I need to renew my own mind. Not because I need to teach somebody else about it, but because I need that for myself. And so one of the things that I found happening, my parents gave me a Scofield Reference Bible when I was 16. So I have this one, it's beat up. I've used it for, you know, nearly 30 years now, almost. And I also have a wide margin Scofield Bible that I use when I'm at church, etc. But one of the things I was finding is that when I sat down to just read my Bible for myself, my own personal Bible reading, I would be distracted. I would be distracted by the numbering, the footnoting, all of the center column references, the headings that were interrupting the text. All of these things, I would find myself distracted, and I would almost find myself compelled now to be brought into studying the text as far as studying it in a way to teach somebody else instead of just enjoying reading my Bible for my own edification. And so through some circumstances, I became aware of the King James Reader's Bible. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to buy that. I'm going to buy that. I'm going to check that out, and I'm going to try it. I just want to read it for a month, and I want to see what my experience is in reading it in this way. And then I want to just kind of make this video and explain or go over kind of what a Reader's Bible is and what my experience was. And I also did a little bit of research, and I don't have that queued up. It's my first week of school. It's just been a crazy week. We lost power for about a day and a half. So I'm like kind of like running way behind this week. But I didn't want to let the week go out without making something for people to consider here as far as a midweek video. But there's a lot of interesting research that's been done about readers' Bibles or readers' editions similar to the one that you see there on the screen, in that people who read them typically will read longer each time. They will get through their, if they're on like a reading plan or a particular, you know, way, course of, I see on the internet a lot this, you know, read three chapters of Paul's epistles in a day, and you'll have read through all 13 epistles in a month. Or, you know, some people are trying to read through the Bible in an entire year or something along those lines. Well, what they found is that people who are using a reader's Bible tend to accomplish and read more than folks that are using a more of a study Bible, you know, like my Scofield Bible here, or Bibles that you might already have and be familiar with. So I bought this, and I'm like, you know, I just want to try it. I just want to see what my experience is. And I have to say that I have really enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed just picking it up and just reading God's Word without feeling compelled to have to run cross references, to have to, you know, in an uninterrupted way. And what it's really done in a lot of ways too is it's helped me. Here's a page, another photo from Ephesians chapter 1. What it's really done also is it's helped me to be able to read things in their entire, the context of the entire paragraph without being interrupted. And so I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed using and reading from this Bible. So what I've done is just every morning when I get up, I sit down and I grab it and I just read. And for my own time with the Lord, so to speak, when I'm not necessarily studying it. Now, by all means, there's still a lot of that going on. I'm not saying I'm not doing that or that shouldn't be done, but it's just been a good experience. And my experience has been that I have read more. In the times that I've sat down to read, I've been cognizant of how much I'm reading. I have read more. I've noticed things, different things when I'm reading that I didn't notice before. So when I'm reading the Scofield Bible and, you know, you got the verse numbers and so on, and I'm noticing things when I read that I didn't notice in the past, just by the virtue of the way that the page is set up and the way the text is laid out on the page. And so it's been a really good thing, and I've enjoyed it a lot, and I just wanted to say and make a video here just briefly talking about it. And if you look here, another thing that I've noticed, and I don't want this video to now cross over into addressing controversial things, but when you see the text in this way, it really makes saying certain things about the text very difficult. Just for one example is the idea that was going around earlier this year by some that Paul's addressing two different groups here in the book of Romans. When you receive the text in this way and you read it this way, it really makes it obvious that a lot of these categorical jumps that people wanted to say that was in the text, it makes it a lot more difficult to make those kinds of arguments, because otherwise you have Paul shifting audiences within sentences, within paragraphs, and it's a lot easier to see that when you have it laid out on the page like it is here in paragraphing. The same way William Tyndale did it, the same way that, you know, others have done it. Really, throughout the most of church history, it's only been a more recent development for us to, you know, have our Bibles in the format that we're used to seeing them in. And so I've just really enjoyed this. I've noticed things in reading. I've read more. I've read with less distraction. I've read with less compulsion to feel like I had to run every cross-reference and do all these sort of things. And it's just been a real enjoyable experience to just read my Bible, notice things in it that I didn't notice before, make connections simply because of the way that it's laid out on the page. So by all means, don't get rid of your primary Bible. Don't get rid of the Bible that you use to study from. That's not the point of this. I still keep my Scofield Bible here. And when I'm studying the text for teaching and for other reasons, you know, by all means, I'm still going to continue to use my normal Bible. But when I just want to read God's Word for the sake of reading, I've really enjoyed using this particular Bible. So I would encourage you to check that out. And again, I'll show you the cover of this. This is the box. It's the Reader's Bible, the King James Reader's Bible. It's done by Holman. The standard 1769 text just laid out in a single paragraph column there, like I've showed you here in these images. So I appreciate you guys joining this video. I just want to give a couple reminders before I go. The first one is my class. I made a video about this last week, From This Generation Forever, is resuming September 12th. And if you haven't checked it out, there's two formats for you to look at. There's this one here on Blogspot, where I've made an entry for each lesson. Each lesson has a video, the notes, as well as the audio for you to check out there. The alternative format is right here on the Grace Life Bible Church website, From This Generation Forever. The same, you get all the same information. If you click on a lesson, you get video, audio, and notes, links to notes for each entry here. So you have two different formats that way. All right. Also want to remind you about Rumble again before you go. If you haven't done so, check out our Rumble channel. Subscribe there. It's an alt-tech site alternative. Also, our featured book for the month of August, J.C. O'Hare and the Origins of the American Grace Movement. Please consider picking that up if you haven't already done so. And if you've liked this video, if you've enjoyed our content or our channel here, please consider liking, sharing, leaving a comment on this video, and subscribing to our channel and ringing the alarm bell. And I also want to remind you, again, if I could, about Grace Life Bible Church. We go live from the church on YouTube and Facebook. We have been having some issues. We're trying to work through that. But on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, and then also that's for the adult Sunday school, and then for our main service at 10:40 on Sunday morning. Also, we are having our Bible conference October 22nd through the 24th. We're doing a deep dive this year into the book of Philemon. We're excited about having a live in-person conference again. We obviously weren't able to do that last year because of COVID and other things, and so we're excited to have this back. Our speakers this year are Brother David Osteen out of Jackson, Georgia, and Brother Joel Hayes. So we're excited about our speakers. We're excited about the topic. If you haven't already done so, mark your calendars. Make your plans to be here on Friday, October 22nd through the 24th. You'll be glad that you did. Hey, before I go, I just want to remind you, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ, if you've never acknowledged your sin before God Almighty, if you've never believed that Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, you need to do that today before it's everlasting too late. Thanks for your attention, and we'll see you next time.